The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The Australian water-holding frog is a desert dweller that can wait up to 7 years for rain. It burrows underground and surrounds itself in a transparent cocoon made of its own shed skin. The water-holding frog can store water in its bladder and survive underground for years in drought conditions. It is active during summer rain. Then, as the land dries, it burrows backwards near the roots of vegetation to a depth of about a foot underground. Inside the cocoon, the frog stays perfectly still and slows its metabolism to prevent moisture loss. It will stay in this cocoon until heavy rain falls and soaks deep enough into the soil to reach the frog. It removes the cocoon by taking hold of one edge and then eating it using both forelimbs to help push it into its mouth. Life is difficult in the desert, and the water-holding frogs go through this elaborate process, which is called estivation, in order to survive till the next rainy season. And of course, it's difficult for people, too. Aborigines use the water-holding frogs as a source of water, skillfully locating their burrows and placing the frogs in their mouths and then squeezing the water from them.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.